Right now, we're joined by Ruth Epstein, who covers our area, of course, for the Republican American, Waterbury Republican American. And you can check her stories out online at rep-am.com or, hey, the old-fashioned way, in the paper. And we can also listen to Ruth on Monday mornings as we take a look at stories and things that are coming up. Good morning, Ruth.
How are you this morning, Marshall?
I am fine. What's nice about this morning is I am sitting here with a full list of activities people can go to honor those who gave their lives. Mm-hmm. We're back instead in full, and it's funny because the final one that was added was Falls Village, where they added theirs. It's just going to be nice to see people getting out once again, gathering and honoring those fallen heroes.
Yeah, the Northwest Corner really does a wonderful job in doing that. Every town honors its veterans and those who perished, those who came home. It's a beautiful ceremony in most of these towns, and encourage people to get out. It's a beautiful day.
Well, that's what I've been saying. People say to me, how come you don't say Happy Memorial Day? I said, well, I don't say Happy Memorial Day. What I say is, no. It's Memorial Day. Get out and join your friends and neighbors and family for all your activities. But while you're in the midst of those activities, just remember the people that gave their lives, that made us free today, and those who still serve mm-hmm. in the armed services, and those who made it luckily in and out of war. It's a time to thank them
exactly.
and to remember them, and then you can have a happy day after that.
Right. It's more than just picnics. Just take time out to remember.
Yeah, today, to me, this is, out of the big three, July 4th and Veterans Day, Memorial Day is the day where you really look back and you honor those who gave the ultimate sacrifice.
Mm, absolutely. We are back in full swing after the pandemic. Every place I go, it appears that people are saying, okay, we're back after, 2 years of shutting down or, fewer activities, reduced. But we're back in full force. Last night was the Riesling and Raptors at Audubon, Sharon
yeah.
Audubon, and it was a beautiful evening and a lovely event. And, as always, that's such a magnificent resource we have here in the Northwest Corner. And we, of course, saw some beautiful wildlife get back into the wilds as they were released, and just very touching. Maria Horn has an opponent. We just found that out this week. Maria, as you know, is the representative from the 64th District. She's a Democrat. It didn't appear she was going to be opposed, but there was a Republican convention, and Goshen, and Christopher DuPont of Goshen is the Republican candidate for that seat. That district has been redistricted, and it no longer has a part of Goshen or a part of Torrington, but now has Washington, including all the Region 1 towns and Norfolk. So I'm sure there will be some debates or some things during the campaign between the two. We did a story on Mildred Johnson, who turned 109 this past weekend. She lives at Gear, and an incredible lady. She got on her granddaughter's motorcycle and took a spin around the parking lot at Gear. She's just a very cute little lady, and can you imagine 109, Marshall?
Wow, how old is her granddaughter?
Actually, her granddaughter was Julia Sinclair Wilson.
Okay.
She's daughter of Gail Sinclair.
Yep.
Married to Mildred's grandson. But
the Sinclairs love their motorcycles.
Yeah.
Oh, they did. Yeah, they do. Yeah. That's great, though. Right, 109?
And so after she got off the motorcycle, went upstairs and had a big party for her at Gear with all the residents, and then she was planning, there was a party planned for her relatives this weekend. There was going to be a big to-do at People's Forest in Barkhamsted. Oh, 109. barely get out of bed some mornings.
I was going to say, after I wrote, I would have gone up and gone to bed for a while.
Falls Village held its town meeting, budget town meeting, and it did pass in the matter of 12 minutes. You know, there'd been some controversy over the school budget, and the finance board asked the school board to cut $20,000. It did, but there was some controversy, but the $20,000 was left cut, and the budget was passed, and the mill rate stays the same. Right afterwards, Dick Hines noted he's going to be stepping down as chairman because of health issues. He's going to remain on the board, but not attend meetings for a while. So, a fire in Sharon this week up at Deer Run. That was quickly extinguished. A lot of fire companies were out. According to Chief Eric Golden, the blaze was put out pretty quickly. It's kind of dry out there, so you have to be careful. Marie Ivanovich, who's from Kent, grew up in Kent, the former ambassador to the Ukraine, who was in the headlines a lot during the Trump hearings, is going to be speaking at Salisbury Forum at the high school on Wednesday night. And the farming series at the Historical Society had its last presentation, the panel, on Saturday. Very interesting. It was more about focusing on agriculture and education, and the representatives from some of the schools around and from Camp Isabella Friedman. Okay, so looking ahead, Marshall, we have the obviously all the parades today. On Wednesday, we have the survivors group at Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association's annual celebration of the Cancer Survivors Group. That's at the Grove from 5 to 7. Everybody is invited. Also that night is the Canaan budget meeting. And also that night is a meeting in Falls Village about the firehouse bids. So it's just chock-a-block, busy evening. On Saturday, we have, starting off with the Sharon Grange plant sale, which I recommend highly. The wonderful prices, and they have all donated, so they're able to give some really good prices and great stuff. We have the tribute to Ed Kirby later that morning. The baseball field, as you know, has been named for him, and there's going to be the tribute and party, and everyone's invited. It's a baseball theme, hot dog luncheon, and the new field is just beautiful, and the scoreboard. And on Sunday is the Mutt Show, the Little Guild Mutt Show, where hundreds of dogs and their owners come out. This year it's being moved from Cornwall Village. It's going to be at Lime Rock. Lime Rock is really hosting a ton of stuff now. I was at the Grand Prix Beer Craft Beer Festival yesterday, and trade show was there, of course, Trade Secrets, and now the Mutt Show. So it's great that we have that resource.
Yeah, speaking about Lime Rock, 2 days this week, on Saturday, I drove down to see a doctor in Waterbury, and from basically Litchfield, when I was traveling from my house to Litchfield, the line of cars that were headed to Lime Rock, and you can tell the cars that are headed to Lime Rock, was constant, and that was from Litchfield on, and probably more. But then yesterday, I visited my grandson Miles Martin, named after me.
That's neat. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was named after me, and he were in Connecticut, so I went down Route 7, and I headed down, and once again, I left. And the cars that were coming up to go to Lime Rock, so I don't know what the attendance was, but I've got a feeling that the attendance really, after 2 years of lockdowns, it was probably amazing this weekend.
It was. As I was coming in, they were coming out, all the old-fashioned cars, and Amazing. Yep. It really is going to be the site of many, many activities, I believe, this year. But it's great. Yeah. Parking is great. It's a great facility.
And we're also going to, you know, let's not forget the biggest little car show in the world is coming up soon this summer again, too.
Yes, in the Falls center Village. Of Falls
Village. I mean, and we've got everything coming back, and it's just, it's nice. And, you know, it's going to be nice to see all the people lined up to see the parades, to be in the parade. The one great thing about the Salisbury Parade is the people follow it up, and then they follow it back into town, so it's actually two parades in one. And I'm finding now that in Sharon, the turnout is being so big that people, once the parade goes by, people follow in behind it and go right to the ceremony at the memorial.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So it's just nice to see everything getting back to where it was a little bit.
Yeah, I have to decide which ones to go to today. Gotta cut myself in a few pieces here.
Well, they all start right around the same time.
They sure do, believe me. So I unfortunately can't do them all, but we'll try.
All right.
That little island, by the way, in Salisbury, at the end of Library Street, is going to be purchased by the town. The survey found out it was privately owned, and so the town is going to buy it and some of the road around it, which is interesting. And
that's the little island after you go past the library and the church,
that little
horrible roundabout.
That's the one.
It's not big enough to be a roundabout.
No, but it's funny. I just never thought about it, but it's owned by some adjacent property owners. So town, Curtis Rand said it will make things easier, and they'll try and, maybe reconfigure a little bit.
Just make it go straight, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Put a three-way stop sign on one inch road. Just make it go straight, please.
Right. I must put a plug in for the art show over at the high school, the Blue and Gold, and they had a ceremony, and it's now called the Lynn Kircher Monzel Gallery there, named after Lynn in Sharon. Who's very active in the art field, as is Jordan Monzel from Kent. The show is great, and I would encourage people to go. The talent of these young people is amazing. And you can just go in, check in with the front office and go view the works.
Yep, the show is up through the end of school. You just have to register at the front office.
Right. So much talent in this area. Great.
I've got a feeling they're going to name one of the toilets after me.
not even, Marshall. Not even.
Well, so. But Lynn, they deserve it. They've worked hard. And
absolutely.
As a matter of fact,
absolutely.
The Arts in Region 1 has come a long, long way in the 20-some years. Really
absolutely.
Has.
Yeah. Absolutely. And as we're talking hospital, we haven't, but Maria Horn is requesting that the Office of Health Strategy, which is overseeing the changes requested by Sharon Hospital, hold a public hearing here in the area for people to be able to come out and express their views. This CON, Certificate of Need process, happens in Hartford or somewhere where they have public hearings, but it's very hard for people to get out there, and this is a huge issue, and so she's written a letter and hoping to at least convene a meeting out here, which I think would be very important.
I think it's great because I remember back to when the hospital was actually going private.
Mm-hmm.
They had the meetings out in Hartford, and a lot of people were out there. We went out to broadcast, and we're broadcasting, and then we were kicked off the grounds because we found out, even though it's public property, we couldn't broadcast without permission.
Oh. Remember those. Boy, did we sit through hearing upon hearings and meetings and protests. Boy, and a bunch of us even went out to Wentzville, Missouri, to look at a hospital that was owned by whatever was called the first one.
I'll tell you what, Essent Healthcare.
Essent Healthcare. Yeah.
What was his name? He looked like Glenn Campbell.
Yeah.
He was. You know what? He turned out to be a pretty good. They did a good job.
Yeah.
They actually did. But that was what?
HUD Connery.
HUD Connery. Great. Right.
Talk about going to the past, huh?
Oh, my goodness. All right there, Ruth.
Well, we've been at it a long time, Marshall.
Too long, some would say.
Well, enjoy the day and stop and think about, you know, why the day is, and then go on to other festivities.
All right, Ruth, we'll speak to you next week.
Very good. Take care.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio.